The acting Cairo bureau chief for the Al Jazeera English television network is suing his employer for $100 million. Mohamed Fahmy, who's on bail in Egypt, is accusing the Qatar-based network of negligence and blaming it for putting him and his two colleagues, Baha Mohamed and Australian journalist Peter Grester, at the mercy of the Egyptian authorities. In an interview with The World Today, Mohamed Fahmy says Al Jazeera is sponsoring the Muslim Brotherhood. Alison Caldwell reports.
Mohamed Fahmy has worked for CNN, the BBC and the LA Times, but it's his work with Al Jazeera English which attracted worldwide attention. Now he's suing his Qatar-based employer for negligence and breach of contract. His lawyer is Joanna Jallison.
Mohamed Fahmy's lawsuit asks the Canadian court to declare that Al Jazeera was negligent in its conduct, negligent in its representations, and breached its contract to Mohamed Fahmy. It asks that the court in Canada order Al Jazeera to pay $100 million in punitive and remedial damages for its role in Fahmy's conviction and subsequent imprisonment.
Along with his two colleagues, Peter Grester and Baha Mohamed, Mohamed Fahmy was jailed in Egypt last year after being found guilty of aiding the outlawed Muslim Brotherhood. They denied all of the charges. The Muslim Brotherhood was banned after the Egyptian military overthrew former President Mohamed Morsi, whom the group had backed. After it was banned, the Brotherhood was publicly supported by Qatar, where Al Jazeera is headquartered. Mohamed Fahmy and Baha Mohamed were originally sentenced to 7 to 10 years in prison. After spending more than 400 days in a Cairo jail, a court ordered a retrial citing procedural flaws. Peter Grester was freed and deported to Australia in January, while Mr. Fahmy and Mr. Mohamed were released on bail in February. A naturalised Canadian citizen, Mohamed Fahmy lodged his lawsuit in a British Columbian court.
I am suing Al Jazeera because they deceived us. They were negligent. And they lied to us, and they need to pay for hurting me and my team.
By negligence, what do you mean?
By negligence, I mean that just 2 weeks ago, in the cage, me and Beher were shocked to see the prosecutor present documents proving that Al Jazeera did not have the proper transmission and broadcast licenses. That is unacceptable. Two, this network lied to us about our legal situation. When I first took the job as bureau chief in that Marriott hotel, I sent emails and phone calls and asked very clearly, are we legal? Do we have any issues? Let me interfere with the Egyptian government and clarify our situation. They said, no, don't worry. You stick to the editorial side. We're handling legal issues. You are fine. So when your boss tells you that and your management, you trust them and you start believing in them and you assume that they're taking care of business. Well, they weren't, and they will pay the price now.
Do you think this will help your case there in Egypt?
I know it will help my case in Egypt, and I also know that it will help get the message to Al Jazeera to better protect their journalists. I've worked for CNN, BBC, and other reputable networks, and I've never seen a network ignore the security of their staff the way this network did.
Is Baha part of the case?
Baha is not part of the case. Him and Peter, I was asked today in the press conference, are good friends of mine. Peter was in Cairo for 2 weeks only before we were arrested. He was not fully aware of the nitty-gritty details that me as the bureau chief knows. And I respect his position that he's not speaking against the network, although he knows some of the negligence that the network did.
So, I mean, Al Jazeera has released this statement where they're saying this is exactly what your captors want to hear at this stage of the retrial, that you're basically repeating the criticisms that were made by the Egyptian authorities.
I didn't even know Al Jazeera released a statement. Thank you for telling me that.
Yeah.
Al Jazeera's statement is unacceptable. There has to be a separation between the network responsibilities and the journalist's responsibility. Freedom of the press is not just the responsibility of governments. The networks are also obliged to not take sides. And in this case, Al Jazeera Arabic not just took sides and became biased, they were sponsors of the Muslim Brotherhood, and I will make sure that they pay the price for endangering our lives. Unfortunately, Al Jazeera is partially responsible for our detention, and they need to recognize that, and they will pay for their mistakes.
Al Jazeera didn't respond to the World Today's numerous requests for comment.
Alison Caldwell with that report. And the Australian journalist Peter Grester says he's not involved in the lawsuit launched by Mohamed Fahmy.